Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's plum season in Maryland, a time when we can luxuriate in the sweet, tender juiciness of the fruit. Now, plum trees do very well in our state, flourishing in the heat of a Maryland summer and relishing the downtime of a cold Maryland winter. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we are quite lucky that our orchard growers wholeheartedly embrace plums.
Yes, and I know it's a great season for plums, and there's so many great varieties we grow down there that you could never get bored.
No, you can't. And I want to acknowledge my friend Dave Hockheimer of Black Rock Orchard, who gave me a tutorial on Maryland plums. And if you walk through his orchard, it's like going through a jewel house. They just look so pretty hanging there on the trees. One thing I learned, Jerry, is that plums ripen at different times of the year.
Yeah.
And so what Dave and everyone else does is you have a sequence, and some come into season and they fade out only to be replaced by others. And that way we have them from, let's say, late spring through the end of summer into autumn, which is really good. And the other thing I didn't know is that all of our plums are either a European or Asian heritage.
Right.
So that's what happened. There's so many of these things that I just love them. The early plums, which unfortunately have gone now, include the Methley, the Spring Satin, the Purple Heart, and the much-esteemed Flavor King. But now in midsummer, we have some of my favorites, the very pretty little Shiro plum. Have you seen that?
They're great. And I looked, they're great just eating out of your hand.
Oh, they sure are. They ripen very easily, and they're very sweet to eat. Another very good one that you'll see a lot of is called Satsuma. And it's commonly found around here, and it comes from China. Now, its red skin and its red flesh are very flavorful and very versatile, and boy, do they get juicy. One that I bought last week is called Ozark Premier, and it's a fairly large red skin plum with pink flesh, and its texture is what you might call fine-grained, and it has a sweet flavor, but with very good persistent tartness. And I kind of like the interplay, Jerry, between the tartness and the sweetness.
Yeah, and that's a great cooking plum.
Yeah, because a lot of these plums are great to eat right out of hand, but some of them really excel if you're going to use them in a recipe.
Right.
Some of the later plums that we can look forward to include the popular Stanley, which is one that you turn into prunes. You can eat them, but they also make nice prunes.
Yeah.
And then the Elephant Heart, which apparently is just incredible, very dark and just loaded with flavor. Jerry, what do you think about cooking with plums?
Yeah, I mean, I love cooking with plums. I think they're great, especially they're great fall. Remind me of fall. You know, the late ones are the good cooking ones, and they're great with all sorts of things.
The plum tart, I think, you know, a dessert is probably one of the classic uses. And for that, you make a pâte brisée and fresh plums with a little bit of apricot jam on it. And you can even throw in some egg custard if you want. I think that you can use plums with salsas and you know, work it in there with all the contrasting flavors. And then I found a recipe. I'll try to put this on the website for a plum pudding, but it's not the Christmas variety.
Yeah, right.
It's a real pudding with real plums.
Real pudding with plums.
Yeah, which I think would be really, really great to try. But what I do think, Jerry, is we're really blessed to have plums. If you want to ripen them, stick them in a bag, let them get soft, and then they're good to go. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.